Some Utah doctors say the state's new asthma plan should also address pollution. A confrontation between a Hollywood production company and the Bureau of Land Management has some Utahns worried about the state's film reputation, and Utah's GOP delegation at the Republican National Convention takes part in a day of service. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, August 28th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Some doctors are criticizing the state's newly released plan to help those with asthma. Members of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment say the five-year plan does nothing to reduce the pollution, which adversely affects a growing number of Utahns with the disease. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
The plan advises those with asthma to avoid pollution. But the president of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, Brian Mensch, says that's not nearly enough.
For us to look at that public health issue and virtually completely ignore what we know is a major contributor to that problem really is difficult to reconcile.
Kelly Baxter works for the Utah Department of Health Asthma Program. She says the plan does not attempt to address the causes of asthma, but rather to improve the quality of life for those who have the disease, given their current circumstances.
So taking medications, avoiding asthma triggers, hopefully that will enable people to manage their own symptoms so they don't have asthma attacks so severe that they end up in the hospital or emergency department.
A recent health department report shows 240,000 Utahns have asthma. Among adults, the disease has grown more than 25% in 9 years. Baxter says no one knows why the disease is on the rise, but state and national data show that more people end up in the emergency room with respiratory problems on bad air quality days. Brian Mensch would like the Department of Health to proactively work to reduce the pollution that affects those with respiratory diseases.
It's unfortunate, and the public health suffers because our health department is not engaged in that issue. And it's probably the biggest public health issue that the entire state of Utah faces. My personal belief is that if the executive branch of the state government, the governor's office, for example, said, okay, we want to change this. We want the health department to get more involved in pollution mitigation, then I think that could happen, and they should get more involved.
Spokesperson for the governor's office, Allison Isom, says the state is aggressively working to reduce air pollution through the Department of Environmental Quality. Isom says adding that responsibility to the mission of the Department of Health would be redundant. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Utah spends millions of dollars promoting the state as a location for movies and commercials and offers significant tax breaks to production companies when they come here. As KUER's Dan Bomish reports, a recent confrontation outside Moab caused some worry about the state's reputation as a prime spot for shooting movies.
Back in July, Jerry Bruckheimer's company was in southern Utah shooting scenes for the upcoming Lone Ranger movie starring Armie Hammer and Johnny Depp. It was a big production with dozens of vehicles and hundreds of people, actors, extras, and crew members working on land controlled by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management in Professor Valley, east of Moab. The producers were already frustrated when a private landowner told them they couldn't build their set on his ranch. As they tried to rework their shots, the director, Gore Rubinsky, decided to have a group of riders bring their horses across the scene riding 50 abreast. The original script called for them to ride in a column 2x2. The change could have potentially damaged sensitive soils and vegetation in the area. The BLM had issued a permit for the production based on the original script. Its employee on the scene questioned whether that change should be allowed. An angry confrontation, some accounts call it a shouting match, broke out between the movie crew and the woman representing the BLM. Eventually, the dispute was referred to the management of the BLM's Moab field office, and the director got his shot. Rock Smith, the director of the Moab field office, says part of the problem was an employee who hadn't worked much with production crews.
She was doing her job, but she probably had less experience dealing with film productions than some of us do, and I think was a little uncomfortable with her decision space, and that might have been part of this issue. So. You know, it just took her probably a long time to assess what those impacts for this change might be.
The real worry as the production team left town was a threat to tell everybody in Hollywood they'll never come back to Moab and that the state's reputation as a filming location would be badly hurt. Marshall Moore, the director of the Utah Film Commission, says tempers have cooled since then.
So yeah, when you're heat of the battle, things get said, and certainly there were those feelings, and maybe they walked away with some of the fears that can happen when things don't go exactly as you have planned, and you have 400 people standing around, and you have millions of dollars, at stake. Certainly, I don't feel that there was any permanent damage done, and I think what the BLM has done in response to this has been terrific.
What the BLM has done is to promise additional training for their employees who work with film producers and to hold meetings with the state director and the Utah Film Commission. Smith also wrote a letter of apology to the director and the film crew. Utah's state BLM director, Juan Palma, says the agency will back up its employees, but it also recognizes that creative teams often need to make changes when they get on location.
In this particular situation, even though it might have taken a little longer, it was a matter of all of us in the BLM, including our employees, being able to talk with their supervisors and getting their approval to do so. So the question is, do we support our employees? And the answer is yes.
Tara Penner, the director of the Moab to Monument Valley Film Commission, is concerned the incident is being blown out of proportion. She says Grand County and the BLM have formed a committee to proactively address the concerns.
It's not just for this incident in particular. Yes, we do want to make amends and just reassure the individuals that were here with the Lone Ranger that they can come back, and we would love to have them back, and that this is a situation that we have taken seriously and that the BLM has as well.
A publicist for the Lone Ranger movie with the Disney Company said they absolutely have not been bad-mouthing Moab and Utah as filming locations. Michael Singer says they had a wonderful experience shooting in Utah, but declined any further comment. Dan Bomas, KUER News.
A team made up of individuals from Utah and Idaho won the top award at the Transplant Games of America in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Monday, the team reunited in Murray. KUER's Todd Patton has more.
19 local athletes brought home the Transplant Games Team Cup Award for winning the most medals per competitor. The event is an Olympic-style competition where transplant recipients and donors compete. Members from the team gathered at the Intermountain Medical Center Transplant Clinic today to celebrate around the large trophy that accompanied their award. Stephanie Todd is a member of the team. She had a bone marrow and kidney transplant.
The only difference was everybody was there for the same purpose. We were all there to be happy to be alive. There was competition, but there was a lot of support for each other as well.
Diane Alonzo is a transplant surgeon at Intermountain Healthcare, where 16 of the team athletes received their transplant operations. She says it's a joy to see these people competing.
The really cool thing is that I think for a lot of these people, some of them didn't even think about participating in a transplant Olympic or even being able to do something like that. And then they get this whole new lease on life and they realize, oh my gosh, I have all this new energy.
The competition is held on even years and has been taking place since 1990. Todd Patton, KUER News.
Delegates from Utah attending the Republican National Convention in Tampa took part of the day to assemble hygiene kits for hurricane victims yesterday. As Hurricane Isaac approached the Gulf Coast, the Deseret News reports the delegates sang the fight songs for BYU and the University of Utah as they packed plastic bags with soap, toothpaste, towels, and other necessities. The kits will be distributed by the LDS Church. There wasn't much political business at the convention yesterday because of concern about the approaching storm. Attorneys representing the towns of Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona, are trying to get a lawsuit against the towns dismissed. Federal authorities filed the suit in June, claiming officials in both towns have supported a campaign of intimidation against those who are out of favor with the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a polygamous group that controls the towns. The attorneys say the suit is too vague and should be thrown out. The makers of a new documentary film are urging a new approach to the Colorado River. KUER's Bob Nelson has more.
Jamie Redford and Mark DeSena say the value of the river has been tied to agricultural and municipal use in the past. DeSena told KUER's Radio West today that leads to waste.
It's not valuable enough that we can turn on the tap, brush our teeth, let it run. We wash our cars, we water our lawns, and we're basically watering the sidewalks as we do, because there's no value put on it as as much as it should be.
Redford says the recreational value of the Colorado is creating a new economy worth as much as $26 billion a year. They're urging a rethinking of the Colorado's value and its use from the Rockies to Mexico. Their film Watershed, Exploring a New Water Ethic for a New West, will air tomorrow evening at Salt Lake City's downtown library.
A committee of the Nevada legislature has endorsed a plan to preserve habitat for the sage grouse in that state. Utah and several other western states have been working on preservation plans, hoping to avoid the sage grouse being listed as an endangered species. A study group appointed by Governor Brian Sandoval came up with a plan that recommends areas of northern and central Nevada be set aside as sage grouse management areas. The Las Vegas Sun reports millions of acres of public lands would still be open for grazing, mining, and energy development. The Paiute Indian Tribe is getting a pair of federal grants to develop an RV park and campground. The grants total more than $900,000. One will pay for small business management training, and the other will pay for design and construction of the RV park in Corcoran. It's one of the 16 projects nationwide funded by the most recent round of rural development grants. Dr. Martin McNeil has been charged with murder in the death of his wife, Michelle, 5 years ago. Prosecutors say he gave her a combination of drugs after plastic surgery. Her body was found in the bathtub of their home in Pleasant Grove. His children have long suspected their father and their mother's death. His attorney, Randy Spencer, says his client denies wrongdoing and will fight the charges. The body of Dr. Joseph Berg was found in his home in Orem yesterday, along with the body of Lucy Schwartz, his longtime girlfriend. Orem police say a family member who went to check on Berg found him dead around noon. They're calling it suspicious, but it's not clear how the two died. Berg was arrested last year after a 911 call where dispatchers heard a woman crying and pleading for someone to stop. In April, he pleaded guilty to felony kidnapping, was sentenced to 6 months in jail, as well as anger management and substance abuse treatment. Berg was 47, Schwartz was 49. And finally, even with high gas prices and a weak economy, more people in the Mountain West are expected to travel this Labor Day. AAA predicts 2.4 million people will travel 50 miles or more. That's about 3% more than Labor Day last year. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, August 28th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.